Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
No.
The common man.
Kick it up.
Let's go, Joe.
Talk about this bitch.
Don't got nothing for that one.
I've been inside the motorcycle pub. Kendall,
I know
I'm
you
sorry.
Have. I know you have.
Judge Judy out here has been...
I didn't say a word. All I'm judging is you belching in my face.
He's been out here gaveling in the booth alone. Guilty.
Sustained.
But whatever.
What's happening? We're doing a show. This is a show. We are coming to you live from our booth as we continue to travel the globe. We're talking about rye everywhere.
Mrs. Butter Churn, she made a speech earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the place. They were going to plant some rye here. We're in Bialystok, Poland. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful town. I love it. This is a show about wood.
We're talking wood. And we're in Bialystok, Poland.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bialystok in bloom.
It is. That's what I keep thinking uh-huh. the whole week that we've been here.
I know. I keep thinking about it. I keep singing producer songs. But no, we're talking about wood this week, Cliff. I was going to say one of my favorite subjects.
One of my own candle. We know. We
I love going to Home Depot and just smelling the aroma of all the lumber there.
Do you?
I do. I really do. You know, I love to build. I love working with wood and being a carpenter.
Being in Home Depot, I just think, somebody's going to ask me to, like, hammer something.
Nobody's going to ask you to hammer anything. They're going to think, like, don't ask him. He's not going to do it.
Well, it's true. What's true,
true
is true.
It's true. But we're talking about wood. And, Cliff, you know...
Yeah, what's your favorite wood memory?
It's a combination of living, dying, and dead cells all at once.
Just like us!
I know. Isn't that great? Well, my favorite wood memory...
Wood
chip.
Nice,
I love when you buy like really expensive, like hardwood, like teak or something. You're gonna build something.
Of course you do.
Okay. That's my favorite memory.
That's your favorite one. Kendall, idiot. Up until a few years ago, the world's oldest living tree was a bristlecone pine. And named what? What would you name the oldest living tree?
Old Wood.
No, Methuselah.
Oh.
And it was located in the Great Basin National Park in California. And it's, oh my gosh, almost 5,000 years old.
And it's not there anymore?
I don't know.
I thought you said it used to be.
That's what it said.
Oh, okay.
Up until a few years ago.
Well, that's sad.
It's written in weird tenses. Writers, get on this. We don't know if it's happening now or what.
Just Google it.
Methuselah tree. Just Google that.
Got it.
I bet you'll find something cool.
I have a lot of facts. I have so many facts I don't even know what to start with.
Oh, I'll start with this one.
Okay.
This one reminds me of us. Lignum vitae Hollywood, and it doesn't remind me of us because it reminds me of our years in Hollywood, not that. It's because lignum vitae Hollywood is the heaviest American wood.
It's the Cliff and Kendall of wood.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
So, next time you're buying some expensive wood at Home Depot, say you got that Cliff and Kendall kind, you know, that real heavy.
Like, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Bill. Here, go hammer this. And then you start crying.
I'll just leave.
Cliff, now, unlike us, you know, trees never die of old age.
Really?
Yeah, they always die from insects.
Heartache.
Or disease. Die from heartache.
Heartache.
When the largest one in the world was cut down, they just die of heartbreak.
Hey, I bet some
Hello?
Oh,
hey there.
Hello.
What's happening?
I hope this Reverend Motorcycles on having a negative effect on the show.
Oh, no, not at all. It was negative to begin with.
Yeah, I couldn't really hurt it.
Look, you know, not that I would want to go out and drive on a motorcycle, dear, but...
Oh, no, not even speak of it.
Dear, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I know how you feel about motorcycles.
They're very, very dangerous.
They are very dangerous.
No, I'll not have anyone I know be caught on a motorcycle. Not only will your head be spit off in the event of an accident.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but even if you should arrive unhurt, you know, you have flies in your teeth.
Well, that is lovely, dear. But you have to imagine how wonderful it would be to have a sidecar, dear, with you driving and me sitting in the side.
Oh, never, dear.
Okay.
It's a deal breaker, girl.
It's a deal breaker, Mrs. Butter Butter Butter.
All right, well, I'm welcoming you guys into the booth here.
Welcome.
Welcome. I don't know.
Have a look around. This is that corner. That's that corner.
Kendall's been judging everybody while we go into the motorcycle pub. He's been gaveling. Telling us if it's gaveling through. Thinning our legs, telling us if it's raining or not.
Well, dear, I'm sorry to interrupt you, dear. I have this really odd question, dear. I have this email here on my iPad device.
Yeah.
And it says, I don't understand who this is from. It has all these numbers, and it says it at something dot blog dot blog blog
it's
blog.
Just,
I can't
that's,
understand
it's
what
just
that
a
is.
Spam. It's just a spam. Delete
spam.
It.
Spam?
Yeah.
Oh, my stars, I have spam.
Oh, no, dear. Oh, the worst has come to pass.
I can't imagine having spam. I must delete this account immediately.
No, it's nothing.
No, I must go. Where's Crockpot? Crockpot!
No.
You must help me delete my account.
Oh, delete it, girl.
She ran away.
What is... you don't have to delete an email.
I should email her and tell her not to delete her account.
Email her right now.
Okay.
Type faster.
I'm trying. Right. Okay.
Kendall, when I think of wood...
When I think of wood...
I really don't have any wood memories.
You don't have any wood memories?
No.
Okay, I've got a memory. I've got a real serious wood memory.
All right, buckle
in. Can you
in.
Believe it?
It's going to get serious here for a minute. Normally, we're a lighthearted, entertaining podcast.
No, it's getting serious.
But we're going to take it down. We're going to get real for just a few minutes. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
So, Cliff, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with tree surgeons. You know tree surgeons?
Oh.
And I thought, what? Do they, like, operate on trees? So, for the longest time, I pretended I was a tree surgeon. And I would, like, drill little holes in the trees to work on them and put a little Band-Aid over it.
I was
a tree surgeon.
You really did that?
I really did that.
Wood. Makes me think of what is our next segment that we're going to do?
We are going to do some...
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter things you should know. That's what we're going to do.
Why? Why are we doing such a thing?
Well, Cliff, I'm glad you asked such a question because we are just hitting the 20-year anniversary of Harry Potter.
Oh, well, then it makes total sense.
Oh, you know, what happened?
Finally, something we're doing makes total
something
sense.
Something that makes total sense. All right, the writers have pre-selected these for us. And we're just going to go right from what they said, all right? Are you ready?
All right, here we go. Clip, yeah, where does Tom Riddle say he first encountered the term Horcrux?
Horcrux. It was in a Bazooka Joe comic strip.
No!
Stupid,
he didn't read Bazooka. It was in the Hogwarts library in the restricted section.
Of course. Kendall. What component of his wand does Harry share with Voldemort's wand?
The phoenix. I mean the feather.
Put it all together. What have you got?
The dragon feather. The phoenix feather.
There you go. There you go.
There's only one other wand with such.
Trificus Totalus.
You're right. Hey, you're right. You're right.
Aside from producing the elixir of life, what other power does the Philosopher's Stone possess?
It will weight down any paper.
No, that's only us.
Oh.
It would turn any metal into pure gold.
Hello. I'm your rival.
There's a Horcrux dying. Kendall, what's the first name of Luna Lovegood's father?
Tom Lovegood.
Close. Xenophilius.
Oh, of course. Of course,
very
it was
close.
On the tip of my tongue.
Very close there, Kendall. Close to you.
Expecto Patronum!
One more for you.
All right.
What spell does Hermione suggest that Ron use to solve the rain problem inside Yaxley's office?
Avada Kedavra!
No, Cliff, why would she use such a spell in there?
It was just a suggestion.
This is finite incontinium.
Oh, this is my second choice.
Avada Kedavra!
Kendall, come on here.
Come on!
Get it together here at the end.
All right.
What type of animal does Hagrid buy Harry as a birthday present in Diagon Alley?
An owl.
Accio Fire.
Ooh, got that right. You. Ooh, ooh. And that's just to celebrate 20 years.
I hope you enjoyed
it. Harry Potter. 20 years of magic and friendship.
You know, I love magic.
But not friendship, huh?
Oh, I love friendship, too.
Mm.
I really stopped listening after you said magic, to be honest. If I would listen a little longer, I would have said, you know, I love both those things.
Finally, something you have in common with the listeners. They stopped listening.
Well, you know, maybe if we were to take a break every once in a while, they might...
Once in a while, Kendall, but tell me, before we take a break,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What have you enjoyed the most here in Bialystok, Poland?
I'll tell you, Cliff, there's not much here to do.
Hey, don't degrade Poland.
I'm not
Poland.
Degrading. I'm saying there's not a ton of things.
Poland,
like
we're sorry.
There's not a ton of touristy things to do here.
But museums, but we've seen about 200 museums.
You know, I'll tell
since
you.
Since we left
I know,
America.
That's the thing. I think I'm just done. I'm not done with art, but I've just seen too much. I've hit a wall.
We've seen 506 historic cathedrals.
Yes, so we've seen all that. What I've really enjoyed here are the four wonderful national parks they have here.
Oh, don't you love the national parks?
I mean, I haven't been to all four of them, but I assume that the other three are as good as the one we went to.
You can bet on that. What was it about the parks that drew you in?
What do you mean? It's beautiful. You're out there amongst nature, amongst all the wood.
The wood. Okay. Is that where you got the idea to do the show about wood?
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you where I got these ideas.
Oh, don't want to let's see how the sausage is made here.
So don't listen to that last part.
Just rewind and delete that if you don't mind, listeners.
But there are tons of antique mosques in the village here, too.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and I, we went on a mosque-to-mosque tour.
Did you?
The other day, yeah. Well,
tell me how that was.
Well, the weird thing was she came into my motel room early in the morning, and I was still, like, asleep. So I don't know what time it is. It's jet lag. It's just crazy. And she said, oh, we've got to go on this mosque tour. And I thought she said mask, but she said mosque tour. And I thought she said mask. I thought, is this where Cher filmed Mask, that movie where she, you know, where she played Rocky Dennis's mother or whatever?
What a hilarious mix up.
And then I said that to somebody down, like, you know, I was getting ice in the ice machine, and I said, I'm about to go on a mask tour. Like, do you have a Cher shirt that I could borrow? And he didn't even speak any English. But I thought maybe I could. I was gesturing a lot. But anyway, I said a mask tour with Cher, and he said no. But then Mrs. Potter Bertrand came, and you know, she's like, oh, we're gonna go. The bus is leaving. And I thought maybe it's a tour where they shot The Mask with Jim Carrey. And I thought...
We went all the way to America.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. You know, people are always... They're filming stuff for tax cuts all around the world, Kendall, and saying it's Chicago.
The Poland unit did a lot of shooting.
Yeah. I thought, ooh, this is going to be smoking.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
But it turned out to be just a tour of all the lovely and historic mosques in town.
It turned out even better.
Well, it turned out fine, I'll say. Turned out just fine, Kendall. That was my favorite thing so far about Poland.
Well, wonderful. The mosque.
Charles the Contractor. Oh, my God. Did you see what he did right before we started the show?
No, I didn't. Why do we have to bring him up every week?
He was down the street. Well, okay. We'll never bring him up again. But I got to tell you this last
really?
Thing that he did.
Not that lucky.
He was down the street. He'd been here at the motorcycle pub for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he and some of these guys, I don't even know how they speak the same language, but he gotten a big bunch of bikers to follow him. And they went down the street and they stopped at one of those Polish sausage carts. And they were betting on how many he could stuff in his mouth at one time. God. How many do you think he got?
Charles?
Yeah, I know.
12.
More.
15?
16! You were very close.
16
sausages in his mouth at one time. Yeah, and then
if he put half as much effort into like actually doing things as stuffing 16 sausages in his mouth, we might have a halfway decent contractor.
Kendall, you know he's here for booth maintenance. It's listen, I'm gonna
booth maintenance my ass. This thing has been maintained in 20 years.
If it pleases the court, I'm gonna ask for a short recess. Okay.
All right. Sustained.
All right.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You know, you're doing a great job, but you're not using all your assets. With a body like that, you can go places.
Sexual harassment makes you feel like less of a person. For help and hotline numbers, ask for the Stop Sexual Harassment booklet at your public library.
Be a little more sexy. Hey, we're talking about your job here.
No, we're talking about sexual harassment here. And I don't have to take it.
Sexual harassment violates you, and it violates the law.
What a great break! But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
With Woody the Woodpecker.
What?
I don't know. We're talking about wood, Cliff.
Whoa, that's why you said that.
That is why I said it.
Because the show's about wood.
Now, Cliff, speaking of wood.
Yeah.
Did you know that trees can talk to one another?
Have
you
heard this? Oh, how beautiful.
I'm serious. This is not a laughing matter. This is
listen
real.
Listen to the whisper in the wind.
I'm serious. They have these like things that not the roots, but they're these other like nerve system that go underground that they can talk to each other, and insects hate the taste of tannin, which is like a chemical in the trees, right? So when willows are threatened by insect pests, they emit this chemical warning to other trees who secrete more of this tannin. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I find it fascinating.
Poor Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas.
No. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
How high does the sycamore grow?
I know, Charles, cut it down. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
That was beautiful, Cliff.
I know. Now, tell me a little bit more about wood, or are you done with that? Did you do that?
Oh, I got tons of shit to tell you about wood.
All right.
I just don't know if you want to hear it.
I mean, I won't know. The sad truth is, I won't know until I do hear it.
Well, let's see.
Like, it's like the cat thing. You know, the cat in the box thing? It's either dead or not dead until you open the box. It's both.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know Schrodinger's cat?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, dig this.
I know Pavlov's dog.
Hey, there's all kind of a world of pet experiments you don't know about. You've never heard of this?
No. What's this one?
Oh, everybody who watched all the Big Bang Theories has heard of this.
Oh, I haven't watched all the Big Bang Theories.
Oh, well, we know Judge Judy. Okay. overruled. Well, what it is, I think this is it. We'll have Terry the Temp call in and explain at some point. Later. Next time she tempts as a philosophy professor.
She'll Google it.
But anyway, it's okay. So you've got a cat in a box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if it's dead or alive because you forgot to feed it. And so, while the box is sealed, it's both dead and alive. Right?
I got you.
Philosophy, folks.
Kind of like how I'm fat and skinny all at once.
No.
I'm just kidding.
If you had a blindfold on for years and years.
And I could be thin.
And you never look. I think we do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I know whenever I'm confronted with myself in the mirror, I suddenly become interested in the ceiling.
I haven't looked in the mirror in 6 years.
So in that way, yes, Kendall. What? He applied it to his own life so he could understand.
So now I'll remember.
Listeners, you do that too.
I always thought the cat was in the bag.
Oh, now somebody let that out.
I know, I got it. Cliff, every day, just 1 acre of maple trees will emit as much as 20,000 gallons of water into the air.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
Crazy.
Crazy with all of these facts.
Oh, Kendall, it's a wide world of wood out there. And I'm loving it.
Wild world of wood.
But sooner or later,
we gotta get hot.
We're gonna have to do some hot subjects.
You keep cutting down all the trees, it's gonna get hot, hot, hot. And it's time for some hot subjects.
All right.
Why don't you guys come on in?
Let's see what you did about that eagle.
Oh, my. You know how much we just gets all stressed out from these hot subjects.
Oh, nothing controversial this week, Bob.
We never do anything controversial.
Now, what did you delete your email account? Or
of course, dear. Now, I've got a new email address for you both.
All right.
I don't want to say it on the air. I don't want more spam to come out.
Right.
But I will send it to you privately later.
All right. Or you can tweet us at Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, do you think we should let that out?
Oh, I think it's pretty well kept secret, like our show. So.
I don't think we've let it out before. All right, so we got some hot subjects. We're so happy.
Nothing controversial, boss.
Okay,
keep it light and friendly here in Poland.
All right, let's start with this very nice and friendly hot subject.
All right.
I don't know if you guys have heard that, you know, the online group Anonymous.
No, Anonymous.
They've been saying that NASA is going to be announcing soon news of extraterrestrial life. And there's a lot of controversy about this.
They'll never do it, dear.
There's no extraterrestrial life.
I believe it would have been mentioned in the Bible. But...
Okay. Look, that's why this is such a big subject, a hot subject, because that's what they're saying.
No, but Kid Boy is not a hot subject. It's a closed subject.
No, it's not a closed subject.
I believe the Bible has the last word on extraterrestrials.
Why do we even do that?
I don't know. I believe it. Why not?
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. You just wait, Mr. Snodbottom. I'm going to show you.
Yeah, I mean, what better time?
What better?
I'm
bring it on.
I'm just going to start standing on the sidewalk at night. Come and get me. Come and get me. Everybody, hold on to your drawers. I got a hot subject. Coming
oh my
at you.
Dear,
you no.
Drawers on the show.
No, but.
Oh,
listen, I've got it. It's got to be done. This
brings me too much anxiety.
And see, I'm thinking, should we do hot subjects every episode?
No, you love it.
I get
riddled with anxiety the whole week leading up to it.
That's part of it.
Mr. Snobbin will talk to me for hours after the show.
Not now.
Kendall. Transportation Secretary Administration, so TSA officials in Boston, they shared a photo of a massive lobster found alive in a passenger's checked baggage.
No, didn't happen.
Yeah, and this guy, the TSA agent, he tweeted a photo showing the roughly 20-pound lobster that they found during the weekend, and he said the TSA allows for live lobsters to be transported in checked luggage.
Really?
Really. And it's fairly common in the New England region, he said. He said the lobster in the passenger's cooler was unusually large. So, can you believe it? What's next? Just wild bobcats in the carry-on.
Dear,
what's next?
You could use a lobster as a weapon, dear. That's not proper etiquette to bring that onto a plane.
It's in the checked baggage.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no,
I missed that. I thought you said carry on.
Oh, dear. But imagine all the animal feces down in the baggage carry. Oh, no. There's a veritable toilet bowl.
I will not be flying on whatever airline that is.
Crockpot, find out what airline.
I just don't like that they're carrying a live animal. Well, it seems like if they're going to kill this lobster for a 20-pound meal, they might as well just kill it.
Go ahead
front.
And kill
like,
it.
Why make it sit through airline security first and then...
What a horrible thing to have to go through before death.
Exactly.
Check it in at the airport.
Blah. I don't know
Well, I told you it was going to get hot. I told you it was going to get hot. I can't even believe we're talking about this stuff on the air.
I can't either. Too controversial.
It's
do we have time for another one or are we done?
Sure.
I got one more.
Give me more.
Have you guys heard about at the end of the school year now, it's like this big and it's this big thing where people like throw all their papers in the air and just trash the school at the end of the year. Have you heard about this?
I feel like that must have just been at the end of some movie.
No, dear. I've heard about this. This is on the news, dear. All over the country,
no.
People. As last days of school, they're throwing massive amounts of paper.
Where's the school spirit gone?
we'll show it off and throw a paper everywhere. But can you imagine those poor janitors have to clean it up?
I never see any story without thinking of the janitorial angle to it.
Stupid kids.
Oh my gosh.
Throwing paper everywhere. It just makes me mad. Every week, the more we do hot subjects, the more mine are just like, these stupid kids, I hate children. Doing video games and throwing papers in the air.
Did we solve the video game
Our
crisis?
Our children will be brought up better than that, dude.
Oh, you can believe that, Bauer.
Yeah, I unplugged the video games. Crisis averted.
Okay, good. All right, well, I've got another one if we can take it. Here we go. Hot subject alert.
Hot subject number 4.
Oh, my God. Kendall and everybody else, a Florida man spent 90 days in jail after police officers who stopped him for driving without headlights said white powder found in his car was cocaine. But of course it was not.
What was it, dude?
Well, Carlos Cash, he walked out of jail last week after lab results determined the powder in the handyman's car was actually drywall. Cash tells the TV station he repeatedly... Oh, God. He told...
disgusting, Bob.
He did it 5 seconds ago.
I must have missed that one, Bob. Yeah. I admit I've been dozing off here.
I'm gonna doze you.
I can't really imagine y'all are dozing off with all these bikers and all this stuff going around.
It's quite the event.
What an event it is. But anyway, that's the basic gist of it. 90 days in jail.
For drywall.
And they said it. They thought it was cocaine, but in this handyman's car.
Case closed. Wait, I'm turning in my dinger for a gavel.
Okay, thanks. All right, so you guys, why don't you just go order me one more drink? Don't tell this one over here. Or from the pub inside, okay?
Highly protest.
And all right, will you do that?
Of course, dear. Would you like some mozzarella sticks, dear?
Ooh. Yes, it would.
All right, I'll get some of those. Come along, Mr.
Snowbomb. Double dose,
here.
Double dose.
Oh,
there they go.
There they go.
Oh, my Mr. Snowbomb, he just slipped on that oil slick right there. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no. He knocked into that big row of motorcycles, and they're all falling down like dominoes.
Oh, God, this is not good.
Uh-oh, and of course now he's had a bowel attack all over that one.
Oh, my God, he's shit all over that motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, there goes Crock-Pot with paper towels.
Poor thing, she tries to clean it up, but it's not working.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at all these men coming out. They're pretty upset.
Kendall, let's hurry up to last segment.
Okay, we're doing community calendar.
Back for the folks back in Busheltown.
Yes, because even though we may be on the road around the world.
Not everybody is. Some people are back in Busheltown. This is an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99.
Hurry up, they're angry.
Back in Busheltown, 4 a.m. Sunday mornings. And if you're tuned in, then listen up, because here are some events coming down the pike.
Coming down the pike.
Old Bushel Pike.
Well, first of all, Cliff, we want to say congratulations to Stumpy, which is Earl Dixon's dog, who
Congrats,
has
Stumpy.
Accidentally won the election for councilman of the 4th District here there in Busheltown. Busheltown is planning on holding a meet and greet for the new councilman on Saturday to let your councilman know what you're thinking. Of course, they schedule all that for the landslide election of the dog.
Oh.
But maybe if you bring a milk bone, he'll move your issues to the top of the pile.
Well, you know, Stumpy did break the milk bone ceiling there. Mm-hmm. And he also, for an animal to run for office where no limbs, just 4 stumps, mm-hmm. That's really inspiration.
And his IQ was a lot higher than the alligator running.
Kendall, Tuesday night at the Snake Handlers Baptist Church, they're having an all-night pray-a-thon.
I'm going to be there.
No, you won't.
I won't.
You're going to be in Eastern Europe.
I'm kidding.
They're going to be praying. Kendall, they're having an all-night pray-a-thon, praying to rid Busheltown showers and tubs of soap scum. And they're going to be praying from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., and you bring your own snacks and knee pads.
You better bring some Brillo pads in addition, because all that prayer is not going to get that soap scum gone.
Oh, Kendall, ye of little faith.
We'll see. I'd like to do a test afterward and see how much soap scum they got rid of.
All
right. Cliff, Busheltown's holding an improv...
Okay, Judge Judy.
I'm very judgmental these days.
Okay, Mythbuster.
Busheltown's holding an improv event in the park this weekend. They want you to come on out Saturday from 10 to 5 and try out your improv skills.
Come on out.
You know, we couldn't go anyway because we're too good at it.
They don't want professionals.
Exactly. So
professional entertainers and hosts.
And plus, we're not in Bushtown. But so right. Get out there and do some improv.
So do it for us. We wish we were there showing them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, Wednesday. I don't know when your thing was, but this is Wednesday.
Saturday.
Oh, good. Then they don't conflict. Kendall, on Wednesday, due to last week's garbage avalanche at the historic Busheltown Dump, there will be a trash pickup day along Old Dump Road. So come at sunrise because the most rotten garbage is on top, and the longer it sits in the sun, the smellier it gets. Oh, it's going to smell like that.
Well, we can't be there, but we'll pray that trash gets
picked up. Kendall, the first 50 volunteers get a free Sloppy Joe from the number one food truck in town's Don't Slop Till You Get Enough.
Sorry, I laugh every time I hear that. No matter how many times it goes by, I love it.
You know, they've become even more popular since we left.
I'm sure
more,
they have.
More people can get in line.
I know, we're blocking the view.
Yeah.
Okay, Cliff. And finally, I have one more community account. Oh, God. Look at these guys. They're starting to circle around us.
Why are they doing that
to us? We didn't do that.
They're circling like a school of, or a horde of sharks, or whatever you call it. What do you call a group of sharks that's circling you, ready to pounce?
School.
Yeah, man. School's out for summer.
Cliff, a Busheltown fireworks extravaganza is coming up next week for the 4th of July. And we're so sad we're going to miss all that, but they say it's going to be the biggest yet, and they've learned their lesson and will not put the fireworks so close to the buildings anymore.
Well, that's good. But fireworks, I don't care at all. It's always just too hot. I'd rather be inside watching TV. Kendall, Saturday night. This is Saturday night. Is that when your thing was? I don't know. Saturday night.
Who cares?
this Saturday morning, sorry. It's the Purge. The Purge has come to Busheltown.
What?
That's right. It's the annual periodical Purge at the Busheltown Library.
Oh,
you know, every
you
three
scared
or
four, me.
Kendall. Every 3 or 4 years, they purge all the magazines from the periodicals closet that don't fit anymore because it's very short on space. I can attest. I've been there.
I need to purge my closet.
And so you need to purge a lot of things.
I know.
Kendall, it's not at 9 a.m. Saturday. Each visitor gets to take home as many periodicals as they can carry.
Well.
And Terry the Temp, if you're listening. Flipper your gibbets. But Terry the Temp, if you're listening and you're going to be in Busheltown, I need you to go because I know I've seen there's a lot of old GQs and Details magazines that have Jake Gyllenhaal on the cover.
Okay? Made them all.
And there's some old Idiot People magazine, Sexiest Men Alive, where he's inside when he should have been on the damn cover. So if you could just get as many of those as you could carry. That'd be great. All right, that's a shout out to Terry here to please do me that one little bitty favor.
It was more of a request than a shout out, but all right.
All right, that's the community calendar for me.
This is terrifying. Look, that
wow,
guy,
they're still going.
I know, he has a big piece of wood he's going to hit us over the head with, I'm afraid.
Well,
does this booth lock?
Kendall, you need. I want you to go out there and try to break it up.
I'm not breaking up anything.
Yes, you need to go out there and break it up.
What do you want? I'll do a magic trick.
Oh, yes, go do one.
All right. That's what I'm gonna do. Anyway, listeners, thanks for listening. Hopefully, we'll be here next week.
I'm sure.
Did you have a quote before I go to my desk out here?
Do you have a quote?
I do.
All right, so you share it while I'm...
Reject what you don't want. Get rid of dead wood. Daryl Hall.
We think the fire eats the wood. We're wrong. The wood reaches out to the flame. The fire licks at what the wood harbors, and the wood gives itself away to that intimacy, the manner in which we and the world meet each new day. And that was said
Beautiful.
By Jack Gilbert. Oh my God, Kendall, go
is
out there.
Is this burning?
Let's sing that. Maybe that'll calm the motorcyclists, won't it?
You sing and I'll do car tricks.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what do you want to pick a card over here?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Oh. Do it.